When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Welcome back to a Burgundy and Gold Game Day on the Fan, presented by Rood. Is your cooling system letting you down? Score a touchdown with Rood and experience peak performance. Dominate the season with unmatched cooling power and visit RUUD.com. If it ain't Rood, it ain't right. Eagles host the Commanders on Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. It's a big one. Can the Commanders rebound from the one-point loss against the Steelers? It's the Pennsylvania double dip. Steelers last week, Philly this week.
Quick reminder, watch Amazon tonight and you might see the Junkies.
That's right. Forgot about that.
Supposedly right around 8 o'clock in the pregame coverage.
Don't blink because you know it's going to be fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the average of these things is usually 4 or 5 seconds. So, yeah. But great, though. It's very cool. Hopefully.
I'm predicting a little more.
All right.
Predicting a solid 10 to 12 seconds,
ED. Nice feature.
I think they're going to be like two little snippets.
I feel like I didn't give him anything good. Like I tried. I remember the moment. I felt like, yeah, I was kind of flailing. I don't think I gave him anything good.
Nothing noteworthy?
I think your boy, again, will be on the cutting room floor. Oh. I often am on these things.
Like Denzel's kiss in Gladiator 2?
Yeah, exactly.
Cutting room floor.
All right, real quick.
Same bit.
I want to go to Josh in Upper Marlboro. He wants to. He has some comment about Patricia, who came in here and got Valdez all worked up.
Me?
Yeah. She was talking about guinea pigs.
She was talking about, and then.
You.
She was talking about something else. I think Valdez and I were thinking the same thing.
We shared a brain.
Yeah, dining on the same dish. Josh!
Well, at least somebody was worked up. Listen, I love you guys, but I am so disappointed in you donks. Latino Patricia came over to your studio,
right,
and she was dropping the innuendo, bringing the friskiness,
yeah,
and you old men absolutely froze up. It was dead air.
Hold on, pump the brakes. We did not freeze up.
Well, hold on. You did dump some, right? So maybe it sounded like dead air to him. I don't know how that works.
It was chopped.
Listen, as soon as she left, you're all like, oh, she's a fun girl. We're going to play 20 questions with her. But when she was on the air, you were blushing like schoolgirls. And the bad part is, you could tell she wanted to go back and forth with you, but you guys were like taken aback. You were like, I mean, you guys have more
banter. It's a little awkward. Here's the thing.
With Patricia.
It's a little awkward because she's a coworker. And it just kind of...
Yeah, we can't sexually harass her. She had limited time, so she had to leave.
It just kind of threw me.
It came out of nowhere. Are you really talking to me about a little awkward? You joke about Cakes' little snossage all the time, but you couldn't find a joke?
Yeah, but I know
moment.
Cakes.
How dare you, sir?
I know Cakes.
I know you know, but you know her, too. You
a little bit. I always say buenos dias, but I don't know much more.
Yeah, we think this is Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
You were blushing, and you were embarrassed, and the next... Listen, you got the junks of 20 years ago would have brought it, and now you're
That's
all.
That's probably true.
We've lost no,
it was a different era.
What did you want her to do? Ride the Sibian?
It was a different era.
She wanted to go. She dropped two or three lollipop jokes, and she's waiting for you guys to come back. And you're like, oh, okay. And then as soon as she leaves, it's all
maybe
like,
Cakes. Man, we lost our fastball. Yeah. We have no Riz.
Maybe we're washed.
We have no Riz.
You got to get your Riz back, man.
It's in there. You are virile men, but it's somewhere deep inside you. But you got to be ready the next time, guys. We're counting on you.
Also, we all thought she said eggs the first time.
We thought it was eggs.
And we're trying to process.
Yeah, we couldn't quite figure out what was happening.
And I still honestly.
Can you just ask her
if she was making sexual innuendo? Or, you know what, bring her back in. Ask her if she was making sexual innuendo with us, or was it just like, we want to redo.
You want a second shot at her?
No, we want to redo. I just want to know if we missed it, or if it was like Hannibal Lecter innuendo.
Josh, call back, and you can be on hold and give Evie pointers when she's back in here.
Been a lot of Hannibal Lecter talk on the show today.
I actually thought she was just doing like a weird... You know,
like Jeffrey Dahmer bit?
Yeah.
Eating your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, like a cannibal
consuming
thing.
Consuming
it? I honestly thought she was maybe doing a cannibal thing. And then I started thinking.
That's a weird bit. That's weirder than the bit we the think other she one. Might have been
well,
doing.
If someone says, you know, Army Hammer, isn't that the kid?
Yes.
The guy who was like going to eat his girlfriends and all that?
Yeah, correct.
Now, allegedly. That was tied into like some sexual play, I think. But all right, yeah, you know what? The show's come to a screeching halt. We got to find out.
We need answers.
We need to find out if it was sexual innuendo or if it was like cannibalism.
I think it was innocent sexual innuendo.
You do?
Yes, but we all thought she said
there's nothing innocent about the act she was talking about.
No, but we all thought she's just throwing it out there. We all thought she said eggs the first time.
You know what?
We weren't tracking it.
Give me a pen and paper. I'm going to write down on paper and tell her what Valdez thought she was talking about.
Well, I don't think she needs it written down on paper.
Well, were you talking about this when you said we were talking about Bad Buddy?
Yeah. Make sure the camera's okay. Is she coming? Or is she on air? She can't come?
She's about to do a hit. A break.
So did you ask her, though?
What?
Did you ask her the question?
Nah, their PD was in there and everything. I just said, come by, I'll talk to you. All
right. Who's the PD?
Candy.
Is that the girl that... I don't know how to describe
her. Now you're
at
the deep end. I can tell.
Is that the girl who I think it is?
I don't know.
How would we know what you think?
I know the listeners don't care who the PD of Elzol is.
All right.
All right, sidetracked. Cake set up the whole segment to do predictions.
Yeah, we're going to bring Patricia back in. We're going to find out if that was innuendo or not. I honestly thought it was like a cannibal like joke.
You know who's missed all of this?
Yeah.
Doubter. Sleeping through it all. He has no idea what guinea pigs.
He's better. You know what? He doesn't feel like talking to the dumb radio
Probably
guys.
Probably not.
He might be in protocol.
He could be. I don't
Although
know.
Although he got back on the ice. He
came back last night after that vicious hit.
But it's hockey.
It should have been a penalty. That should have been a Caps power play. Wasn't.
Yeah. All right. So what is your question for me regarding the game tonight? Go ahead. Ask me your question.
Can the Commanders rebound after losing to the Steelers?
Of course they can.
Of course they can.
Will it be a competitive game?
Of course. It's going to be a butt competitive game. There's no chance they smoke us.
Ooh.
That's not happening. We're not going to go in there and get smoked.
I think that's a possibility. I think that they...
I think we're too good to get smoked. Too good offensively.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just because of what they just did last week, but I think the Eagles are going to score over 30 points. And yes, the Commanders can get there, but I don't think they're going to be able to keep up with them tonight.
I'm not predicting we're going to score over 30 against them.
I want to pick the Commanders. I really want to pick them. I've had a hard time finding a rational way that they're going to beat Philly tonight.
Well, I'm going to take...
You know what? Philly's played a bunch of just scrubs. But it's scrub teams in the 5-game winning streak. And OJP always counters that with the same teams the Commanders have played. And part of that is true. But... I just feel like maybe Philly's, they're up on a pedestal because they're on this 5-game win streak. They're scoring a lot of points. But man, the competition's been very subpar.
I
feel like they're taking a step up in competition.
Think about how somewhat mediocre we were last week. All the drops.
Mm-hmm.
Few missed throws.
No B-Rob.
No Robinson. We were playing Trent Scott against TJ Watt. He actually held up reasonably well.
Russell missed throws too.
Okay, well, yeah.
They could have scored more.
Hold on. I didn't finish my point. And we still scored 27 and only lost by one.
Yeah.
We're a bad spot away, a better spot away from maybe winning that game.
Here's a stat, which I'm stealing it from Mark Sereth, who just had it on Fox.
Right.
The Commanders, we know this, with the current secondary, like if Marshawn Lattimore was playing, I might think differently. But they're 26th in the NFL in allowing big plays. The Eagles are third in big plays. So we talked earlier about A.J. Brown, who's had a lot of success against the Commanders. Devontae Smith has had a lot of success against the Commanders. I think the Eagles are going to be able to run. I'll take the Eagles 31-21 tonight. 10-point win.
I mean, I'm concerned about A.J. Brown, too, but they just haven't had to throw the ball a lot. They've been so effective running the ball, and that's still an Achilles heel for the Commanders is stopping the run, even though they were good against the Steelers, holding them to 3.3 yards per carry. You know what? I'm picking the upset, EB. I'm taking the Commanders to win on the road. They're going to go over 30. 31-28. Commanders pull off the upset.
Wow.
All of Commanders Nation hates me for that pick.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, you can call us on an open line Thursday.
I feel like the Eagles should be favored. It's just, they've been together longer. I think overall they have more talent than we do. I certainly think we can win. I think it's like a, I really do think it's like a 50-50 game. But I'm just going to give them the nod just because I want to win the betting thing. I'll give them 27-24.
Hold on. You care about winning the JP's weekly grid thing?
Yes.
You actually, hold on. You actually really care about that? Are you doing a bit?
No. Here's what I care about. I like to be correct. So I'm not interested in just being a homer.
Okay.
I like to be correct. And I think the correct side tonight, unfortunately, is Philly. Doesn't mean I'm not going to be rooting like crazy for my guys. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be sad if we lose. But I think I have to bet. If you put a gun to my head and you said, who do you think is going to win tonight? If you put a gun to my head, I would say Philly. And I want to be correct.
Why are you laughing? Is he getting the answer from Patricia? No,
yeah, behind the scenes, radio insider.
Did we
insider.
Totally misplay that? Come on, bring her in. Does she want to come in? Travi, you can help us.
This is Patricia from El Zol, part two.
All right, put your headphones on.
She returns.
We might take a call.
Can
I take a call first? All right, I'm going to go to Steve first, Patricia. Yeah. This is Patricia De Lima from El Zol. Here we go. Steve, Ocean City. What's up, Steve?
Oh, man, you got to keep that chick on the air.
Really?
Listen, this guy,
you sound worked up.
Yeah, keep your pants on, buddy.
I can't imagine what she looks like, but wow, she sounds insane.
Hold on, is he being serious?
You could jump Damon and get Mike Loxley. Bring that chick on every week.
Oh, yeah? Like a stump for a weekly segment.
Dump Lox and have a Patricia segment? We could maybe do that.
Hey, put that as a junkie's poll. I bet her numbers will spike. Like, you know what I mean.
This guy's charged
So it was just the voice that got you.
Oh, absolutely.
Why don't you put on Monumental?
Why don't you say hello to Patricia right now?
Yeah, she's here. You can speak to her.
Do you want to talk to her?
I dated a Peruvian chick for like 10 years, man, and I know the other half of that.
Wow.
So.
I'm sorry, I don't know. Are you from Peru?
No. I'm from Venezuela.
Oh, from Venezuela.
But I've been to Peru. That's why I tried the guinea pig.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
That's just that. Yeah. Keep her on the air.
If she's
ratings gold, we'll keep her in that seat.
Right I'm here every day, so I can just come a few
anytime.
Minutes every day.
Hold on, Steve.
Say bye-bye. Chepe, bye-bye.
That's all you need.
Adios, Chepe.
Steve, what do you do for a living? You live in Ocean City. What do you do for a living?
I'd rather not say.
Can you say generally? City?
You don't have to say CIA.
I'll say public safety. There you go.
He's a cop in Ocean City. The horny cop.
Yeah.
He's a horny OC cop.
He's still longing for his Peruvian ex.
Retired.
Yeah, retired.
Retired on OC.
Yeah, gotcha.
For vacations, we can go to Ocean City and say hi to Steve.
Anytime.
Why not?
Where do you live, Steve? What street?
65th, behind Sky Bar.
Okay.
There you go.
We'll not knock your door.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All
right. Okay, so Patricia, we wanted you to come back here because we had a caller harass us and say, you were giving us sexual innuendo and we didn't pick up on it and we just let it go.
I thought when you were saying you were doing something to your ex, at first we thought you said eggs.
Oh, no. Like, ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Got
ex-boyfriend.
It.
We figured that out.
Yeah. We were talking about the weird things that I have eaten in my life.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was just a joke. A weird, ugly thing. My ex-boyfriend.
Oh, so you're thinking your ex-boyfriend's ugly.
Oh, now that we're exes? Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
But was it? I know it was a joke, but was it a sexual joke or was it a?
It was like a cannibal.
Yeah, a cannibal joke.
Consuming your ex.
Because there are sexual acts.
Light gray joke.
Light gray?
Yeah, in the gray area.
Oh, yeah.
But light gray.
Yeah.
Right. Almost white.
So what does that mean?
That is not like a sexual, oh my God. Harassment joke.
We've done the dumb videos.
We do this for a living. We know what to say. I will never say something. Disrespectful with you guys.
Oh no, you don't have to be respectful.
No, you can actually say it.
You can wave all the rules at that door. All the rules go away
we're
right there.
We're worried about the other way around.
Okay, but did I say something about X? I never say something about eggs. But I do.
Your ex?
You no.
Eggs.
Eggs.
No.
Chicken. Eggs.
Yeah, not chicken eggs.
Patricia, a previous caller said that you were being flirtatious and kind of sexual with the junkies, and they didn't pick up on it, and they have no riz. They don't know how to talk to women anymore because they're old.
Yeah.
Did they kind of like were stuttering while you
did
were on?
Did we flunk?
Yeah. It's okay, guys. I can pass by every day, and we
and
can
we'll
have
work on
a different
it.
Conversation.
Yeah, we can work on
okay.
it.
Okay, we can
so
do
it
that.
Wasn't, but it was, she's That's saying fine. It wasn't like a sexual
no, it was a gray area. So gray. It's up to your interpretation.
Yeah,
right.
That's how I like
it.
That's how I like
it.
Yeah, I'm taking it in a good way. Yeah.
What was the second one, though? It was at the end. I've already forgotten.
Oh, then.
The Bad Bunny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
Bad Bunny. Yeah.
What'd she say about. Oh, she said you also wanted to devour him.
No, I haven't.
Oh, tried. But you would like to.
Well,
he's on your wish list?
No, not really.
No.
But
who's your guy? Who's your go to?
Athlete?
Who's your dream boat?
It doesn't
Anybody.
Matter. Any celebrity.
Josh Duhamel.
Oh, my wife
Josh
gets a steamies for that.
Las Vegas?
Las Vegas. Yeah. Vegas
he was
in Transformers.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Josh Duhamel. He was on Las Vegas.
Josh
an actor.
Duhamel.
Yeah.
Fergie's husband, right?
Yeah.
Ex-husband.
Fergie from Black Eyed Peas. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I remember that dude. What's he do now?
I don't know. He turns on Patricia, apparently.
Yeah, he still does that.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely, yes.
Who else is in your top
give us
three?
One or two others.
Top three.
I like, let's see, Maluma. He's very handsome.
Who?
Maluma.
That's a
Latin singer.
All right, one more.
I know Juan Soto.
Juan Soto. Oh, yeah, we miss him.
Yeah.
But he's a baby.
Yeah.
What about Jaden?
He's my baby.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of people think Jaden's very handsome.
Jaden? Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Who else?
You tell us. I don't know.
Let's see. Daniels? Yeah. I would like to meet him. Okay. When is he coming here to visit?
No, we'd like for that to happen,
you know,
too.
We bring guys. We bring Juan Soto.
Yeah, I know.
We bring all the guys.
Why not? We bring nothing.
Let's
bring them.
Okay. We bring ourselves.
All right, Patricia, thank you again for coming in for the second time today. We do appreciate
Anytime.
It. When we come back, we'll talk more Commanders Eagles with Elliot Shore Parks from WIP in Philly. Next.
Coming up. This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Before the show is done, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Washington Capitals take on the New Jersey Devils. That game is Saturday, November 23rd, so keep listening for your chance to win. We're happy to be joined right now by Elliot Shore Parks. He covers the Eagles for WIP in Philly ahead of tonight's Eagles-Commanders game. What's up, Elliot? Good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on. How you guys doing?
Yeah, of course. We're doing well.
Appreciate it.
So before we talk about the game in particular, I see that you retweeted your station's account that Jason Kelce is in studio this morning, or was, between 7:30 and 8:30. I'm stunned at his level of fame at this point. And I understand he's got a famous brother who's now dating Taylor Swift. It's raised his profile immensely. But talk about how big of a superstar Jason Kelce has become in such a short period of time. I'm still a little bit surprised by it, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the Taylor Swift thing probably helped it. But I'm in a rare situation where I've seen Kelce since he was a rookie here in Philadelphia. I remember him in Lehigh when he was coming as a sixth-round pick out of Cincinnati. So watching him rise to this level of fame certainly is surprising. But it's for a reason. I mean, Jason is an awesome guy. I think he's really good at what he does. He has an ability to relate to people, which I think does make him more popular. You know, I'm sure he needs a few extra security guards when he goes out now. But yeah, he's become really famous, and, you know, it's always interesting to hear what he has to say about the Eagles now that he's retired and can maybe be a little more honest in his assessment.
So you guys are off to a good start, back in first place, take on Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. And I saw you think this is a must-win game for the Eagles and Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I just don't think Jalen can lose to Jaden Daniels in this spot. It's nothing against Jaden Daniels. I think he has a very bright future. I think losing Cliff Kingsbury is probably going to really hurt next year, but I still think he has a ton of potential. But this is not a game that Jalen can be the worst quarterback on the field. Jalen's in his fifth year. He has the franchise level contract. He's been to a Super Bowl. He's almost won MVP. It's a big game tonight, and it's at home in a primetime spot. So I don't think that means he has to throw the ball 40 times. He doesn't have to, you know, get 400 yards or whatever. He just can't be the one to make the mistake. When the game ends, he has to leave with a win, and he has to leave with it being clear that he's the better quarterback of the two.
Yeah, and Elliot, your point about him not having to throw the ball 40 times, that makes sense with what the Eagles are doing so far this season. They haven't had to throw the ball a lot. They throw it the least in the league, because why would you when you can just hand it off to Saquon Barkley? And Jalen looks like he's healthy, as opposed to last year when he was clearly going through an injury, at least through the second half of the season, where he didn't look like his normal self when he would tuck the ball and run. So they don't really need to throw the ball a ton to be effective.
Yeah, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong here, but it seems like maybe both teams handle their quarterback in a somewhat similar situation. I think Washington is 27th in attempts per game, so neither team are, you know, slinging it up and down the field all game. I think both coaching staff do a good job of putting their quarterbacks in a good situation. The Eagles, kind of plan on offense since the bye week, and they've gone on this five-game winning streak, is really run the ball, get into third and manageable situations, take shots down the field with the two elite receivers that they have, and let Jalen make plays with his legs on third down if there's nothing there in the passing game. So it's been an effective strategy for him. I will say, I do think they can still pass the ball at a high level if they need to. When you have A.J. Brown, when you have Devontae, when you have Goddard, and Jalen does throw a really nice deep ball, like, they're very capable of making big plays down the field. So I think that while they are a run-first team, sometimes that comes with the stigma of, well, it's because they can't throw the ball. They can throw the ball. I just think the more effective strategy for them has been to make sure Saquon gets it a bunch.
So what's really going on, by the way, with Jalen and Coach Sirianni, et cetera? Was all that blown out of proportion? Were they really sort of not seeing eye to eye, not talk? Like, what was the story, and where are they at right now?
Yeah, I think any time you have one of the biggest collapses in franchise history, it's going to impact relationships a little bit. I think the end of last year was tough on everybody in that building. I don't think they had a good locker room, and they've had to rebound from that. So definitely, I think that, you know, the firing of Brian Johnson, who I know you guys have there, probably was not a super popular move, in Jalen's eyes. They're very close. He wanted him as his offensive coordinator. But the sense I get being around the team this year, and not taking into account last year, they seem to be in a really good place now. I think the bye week was really good for them. I know they talked a lot during the bye week. It seems like they got on the same page, and they're winning. And this is true of all sports. But ultimately, like, when the team's winning, everyone's getting along. When they don't lose, everyone hates each other. So I think it was a little bit of that with how last year ended. But now that they've gotten back to playing good football, they're working together. I see him in the facility. It seems like they're in a good place.
Talking to Elliot Shore Parks, covers the Eagles for WIP in Philly, and you did a positional breakdown, but you included coach. So sticking with coach, like, talent-wise, you have the Eagles in every position better than the Commanders. Okay, that's fine. I was surprised, though, that you have coach ahead. Is that just simply based on record? Because Quinn is right now being very well-received here and, I think, nationally.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's doing an awesome job for sure. But Nick Sirianni, in his time as a head coach, I mean, he's accomplished quite a bit, and I think recently as well. He's 41-19. It's the second highest active winning percentage among all active NFL head coaches. I think he actually has the ninth highest winning percentage of any NFL head coach ever with more than 50 games. So he wins quite a bit, but I will also take into account the assistants here. Obviously, Cliff Kingsbury is doing an awesome job there, but you look at the job that Vic Fangio has done. He has his defense playing at a really high level, and I really think that is the difference between these two teams tonight. I think both have really good offenses. I think the Eagles have a really good defense, and Washington, I don't think, has a good defense. So when you go to coaching, I do think Nick Sirianni's a better head coach than Dan Quinn. No shot at what he's doing. He's doing a fantastic job. But I just think Nick's a better head coach. But then when you go to the assistants, I think they have a pretty big advantage at defensive coordinator.
What's the latest on the health of Dallas Goedert and Devontae Smith? We know that they've been nursing various injuries heading into this game.
Yeah, so they're going to be completely healthy tonight. All 22 starters are going to play in the game. Jordan Mailata, who you didn't mention there, but is worth bringing up, he's their starting left tackle. He's come off of IR just yesterday. He had a hamstring injury that sidelined him for 4 games. So that's something to keep an eye on. He is going to play, though. And then Devontae Smith, also dealing with a hamstring injury. He's going to play. And then Goddard actually as well has a hamstring. So they got hamstring problems going on. But they're all going to play. But as I'm sure you guys know, when it comes to a muscle injury and a hamstring injury, you don't really know how that's going to go until you get out there and you're running around. So definitely something to keep an eye on. But they enter the game very healthy.
Do you think the Eagles defense and Fangio saw something in the game last week for the Commanders against the Steelers where they held Jaden to 3 carries for just 5 yards, where they kept him bottled up? Are they going to be able to have something close to that same success tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, with Jaden, just because he is a young quarterback, and look, I watched this with Jalen. I don't think it is a bad thing that at this point, if you keep Jaden Daniels in the pocket, like, he just hasn't seen as much as other NFL quarterbacks have. So I think if you can keep him in the pocket, that is an effective strategy. I will say, though, Vic Fangio, he's been in the league for like 30 years. He kind of does what he does at this point. I think he believes in, you know, having a sound defense where you're not trying to do too much, but everyone's very aware of what they're doing. And tackling will be key, especially when it comes to Jaden Daniels in that running game. So, I'm sure they'll try to keep him in the pocket, but I don't expect a ton of bells and whistles tonight from the scheme. I think that they're going to go out there, do what's worked for them, and, hopefully tackle well, which is a big key for them over the past 5 weeks.
What's been Philly's reaction to the former Commander wide receiver who you guys picked up in a trade, Jahan Dotson? Because here it's been kind of a goof, like our GM got over on yours.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't think fans are really happy with the trade, obviously. Jahan Dotson, I will say in his defense, like, he is probably the fifth option on offense because you have A.J., Devontae, Saquon, Dallas Goedert, and then Jalen runs it quite a bit. So he's not getting a ton of targets. I think the disappointment from fans was there was a 3-game stretch where A.J. was out and then Devontae missed one of those games, and Jahan didn't really do much during that stretch. So, I think no question, like, to give up a third-round pick for the production they've gotten is not a good return. But I think the flaw in the trade was the initial assessment that they would get enough of a production out of him in the role he's in to give up a third-round pick. So they have him under contract next year. I think the hope is he'll continue to kind of develop and play better. But, yeah, no question, a third-round pick for him is not looking like a good move right now.
Elliot, what time does the tailgating start in the Link parking lots for an 8 o'clock-ish kick?
Oh, it already started. I'm sure there's been people out there since before the sun came up. We'll see how many of them make it to kickoff. But, yeah, it's a long day here in Philadelphia. But it's going to be an awesome game. These two teams don't normally play meaningful games. It's been a long time. So it's going to be an awesome scene at the Link tonight.
Earlier we were talking about the matchup, Quinyon Mitchell against Terry McLaurin. How do you see that going?
I mean, Terry McLaurin's one of the best receivers in the league. So it's hard, you know, I think with just the way the game is structured right now, with the way offensive players have an advantage there with the rule book, frankly, like, I think that's a good matchup for Washington. Quinyon is a rookie. He's played awesome so far this year. He's gone up against really good receivers and done a really good job. So it's not an anti-Quinyon take. He's been really good. I just think Terry McLaurin is such a good player, and that it's a tough matchup. But I'm sure that they will bracket him. I'm sure they'll, you know, have his safety over on his side, because outside of Terry McLaurin, there's really not much on Washington's offense to be afraid of. So if they can take Terry out of it, yeah, that'd be big for them. And I think Quinyon will do a decent job. But as you guys know, he's an awesome receiver, so I'm sure it's going to be a tough matchup.
Elliot, no, it's going to be a long day. We appreciate you taking some time out of it to spend with us, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Elliot Shore Parks covers the Eagles for WIP in Philly. When we come back, we'll take some final calls at 800-636-1067.
Play the music, kids. Come on. We got to get fired up. It's
your
freaking
predictions
game day.
For
we have played music all show.
Eagles, and we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Capitals take on the New Jersey Devils. So keep listening. We'll be right back. If you want to give your prediction for tonight's Eagles-Commanders game, you can do that at 800-636-1067. Give us your keys to the game. Valdez seemed very perturbed when I was walking out of the bathroom with him when I said I expect 30-plus rushing yards from Jaden Daniels in the game tonight. He seemed very, very kind of almost angry at that number.
Full disclosure, Cakes and I both have Jaden Daniels in fantasy.
This
I actually have
true.
Him on two teams.
Right.
And I only own two teams.
We're heavily invested in JD5.
And I was just saying that number, like, if Cakes is happy with 30 as a fantasy owner, I would not be happy. I would hope for more than 30 yards rushing.
You look at his game logs rushing-wise. Obviously, he had 3 carries for 5 yards against the Steelers. He had 35 yards in the win against the Giants, 52 in the win against the Bears, 50 against Carolina. He had a really good one, 11 for 82 against the Browns in that dominant win. I just think
I'm not Cakes is satisfied with 30 yards. Not satisfied. That's why
putting
I'm
words into my mouth. I'm not happy with 30 yards rushing, but it's a huge improvement over 5 that he had this past week against the Steelers. I think it's a good kind of like in between number. Look, I'd love to see him have a monster rushing game where he rushes for 75 yards and a touchdown. That would be fantastic. I'm just tempering my expectations. Keeping my expectations kind of low.
Okay.
I'd like to be pleasantly surprised.
30's the number for B-Rob?
No, we're talking about Jaden Daniels.
Oh.
Valdez is perturbed at the number I set.
Cakes
in
is
my
like,
brain.
Man, I hope he gets 30 yards rushing. And then I was just like, that's kind of
pedestrian.
Well, yeah, pedestrian.
It is. But he's doing that because he's so blunt. He would have never said that before last week. But because he only went for 5 on 3 carries, that's the reason why he's saying that.
Yeah, I mean, it reigns in my wild expectations. Yeah.
So our previous guest, Elliot Shore Parks, and I put this on Twitter, at Junks Radio, give us a follow there. He did a positional breakdown and coaching breakdown. And in every category, every single one, he has the Eagles better in talent than the Washington Commanders. Quarterback, very slight edge. And he has 3 different categories, too. You can either be elite, average, or bad. He basically has them neck and neck with Jalen, just a smidge ahead of Jaden. Mm-hmm. At running back, he has Eagles elite. Commanders actually elite, but behind him. Tight end, he has elite for the Eagles.
I don't think Dallas Goedert is elite. Now, maybe they have some, because they have depth. Is it Calcaterra who filled in when Goddard was banged up? Maybe he's just factoring that in.
He has Washington above average, but below them. Wide receiver, he has Eagles elite. Washington above average. Offensive line, Eagles elite. Right. Washington average. Defensive line, he actually has the Eagles as slightly above average, but Washington behind him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you noticed the theme.
I am picking up on the theme.
Linebacker.
Here.
He's got the Eagles elite. Washington right on the edge of elite, but behind the Eagles. Corners. All right, that's where there's a big gap. He's got corners for the Eagles.
The music to counter all the Eagles propaganda.
And
though.
He's got Washington's bat. Like, and then
no
he's got
regard.
The coaching. And then
I thought I took
they've
a
been
shot at Joe
him.
Witt in the defense.
Yeah.
I kind of did when I was sitting there. He's like, it's a marked difference in defensive coordinator. Is it?
I mean, Vic Fangio has a long resume.
He was terrible as a
head coach. Terrible head coach, really good defensive coordinator.
All right, maybe
some guys
say
just
the same
can't
thing.
Make that leap.
Maybe you say the same thing about Cliff Kingsbury.
He was making it sound like Cliff Kingsbury. He gone.
No, after, he already made it.
After
yeah,
one
like
season.
It's done deal.
I mean, he's going
to
get head coaching interviews.
To Chicago to reunite with Caleb.
Why would he? He's already got the real deal right here.
Well, because he'd be the head coach.
Yeah, but
make more money.
He's already done the head coaching thing. Maybe now he just
this
wants,
is more chill.
He likes the situation.
Isn't
here
this a better gig
Jaden.
For him?
Okay.
He probably makes $3-4 million.
Okay,
as
you could have said the same thing, to Dan Quinn.
I know.
He's got Micah Parsons
hey,
in
hey,
Dallas.
Josh Harris, I'm going to come in. I'm going to give Cliff Kingsbury a big fat raise so he doesn't leave and we have some continuity.
I feel like Cliff is in that. He's still younger. Like Quinn just was like his last run at it.
I mean, you might be right.
Cliff is still like in the chicks in his fancy house. You know, like
he did have a nice spread in Arizona.
What's a better gig than being the OC for Jaden Daniels in the Skins? Low stress. What do you think he's making? $3-4 million as the offensive coordinator?
I'd guess about 3.
Yeah.
I'm just a guess. I don't
what
know.
What a great gig.
It's a great gig.
You don't have to worry that much in the offseason. You know, let Dan and Adam Peters worry about everything.
If Shad Khan from Jacksonville just comes in with an offer for, I don't know, say 4 years, $32 million or $40 million,
I mean, I guess
he's going to have to consider it. He's going to have to think about it.
I guess, but I mean, he's got the perfect life.
Plus,
right now.
Jacksonville, no state income tax, LA.
It's true. Yeah, I mean,
it's very tantalizing.
I do. What did I go to? I went to that. I went to Margaritaville in Jacksonville.
Such a tourist trap.
I went to Margaritaville there, the bar.
Now you got to play the song, Valdez. I mean,
well,
looking at EB drinking a big ass frozen margarita.
Well, that was your guy, right? Jimmy Buff. Jimmy was your guy. Yeah,
Big Jimmy. Wasn't necessarily not a parrot head, but
it wasn't necessarily my guy. But
yeah,
Margaritaville, Jacksonville, silly.
Is he married though, Cliff Kingsbury?
Oh, I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm looking at. I think he's
Kingsbury's
wife.
He's got an Instagram girlfriend or model.
Yeah, I'm sure he's just got some silly model.
He was with Holly Saunders before.
He was with Holly Saunders?
Yeah.
Oh. You know what? That's a strike against him.
Was he? It's like before she just went down the. It's like started dating the gambler dude, that little weirdo.
Oh, what was that dude's name?
Cassilius.
Vegas Dave.
Vegas Dave.
Oh, I don't know that one.
What a scammer.
Vegas married Dave to Cassilius, like the biggest right? loser. Then she's gotten all this plastic surgery.
She's with De La Hoya now, right?
Yeah. Oscar De La Hoya.
Man, she's with a she's all over the place.
Yeah, that's not a good callback for him. No, yeah. He probably wants to.
He might just want to. Yeah, he might want to go scrub like, that off the internet.
See if he can get a search engine optimization guy, an SEO guy, to get rid of that.
Yeah,
right. He could do so much better.
Man, now I just want a margarita with rocks and salt.
Anyway, Shore Parks. Yes, he was basically counting his chickens that Kingsbury's going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, 50-50, he could be.
He's going to be. He'll be a hot commodity if it continues.
Give him maybe Josh will give him another milli. Get him up to like 4 million.
Yeah, I'll just raise prices on beers and nachos. Hey, and then we'll pay for Cliff Kingsbury.
If Jaden's so special, you really don't want Cliff to leave.
Oh, I think no, but it just makes it harder to have a new guy come in. Like it's already working great.
Hey, maybe Jaden will rush for 36 yards tonight.
I know.
Cakes.
I'm upticking.
You're looking
over
for chinks, and there's no chinks in the armor.
This could be a Jaden Daniels revenge game because
how so?
What went viral is Jalen Carter during his days at Georgia.
Okay,
had a viral moment on Jaden Daniels where he lifted Daniels off the ground,
ooh,
slammed him down, ooh, and raised his finger at the same time.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen tonight.
Yeah, that would
Jaden
hurt.
Jaden Daniels is a national treasure. You can't have him suplexed on the ground at the link tonight.
He's a delicate flower, Cakes. We need to protect him.
He actually didn't slam him. He just picked him up,
right.
And while he picked him up for the sack, he raised his finger.
Yeah, well, let's not have a replay of that tonight in Philadelphia.
I sense a bounce back tonight. I don't know why I'm picking the Eagles just because if you put a gun to my head, I would bet on them, but you guys are saying I'm riding the fence.
Hey, you still have time to get your single game, your same game parlay.
I already put the one in.
Deami Brown and Sinnott to both catch touchdowns.
Yeah,
you did that one?
I did that.
What's the final number on that?
It's like 1,600.
No. I did a different one. No, I did the regular Deami one.
Okay.
Yeah, I just did the regular. I didn't do a parlay.
If the first tutty goes to, you only did Deami?
Deami, anytime touchdown.
He has to do the other one now.
Oh,
why? Because it's not going to be a Deami Sinnott. That's not going to happen.
No, because you're going to have bet regret.
You got a fire alarm going off.
Why is the fire alm going off?
There's no fire in
because your
here.
Picks are so fire.
Yeah, that must be it.
Oh, you know what? Turns out we can't do the bit. We can't do the bad bit after the show. We have to get out of here. There's a fire.
The building's about to burn down.
Yeah, I can't do it. Sorry, can't do it. They'll be fine. They don't need it.
They might regret moving to D.C. with all these fire alarms that go off every
it's
other
It's gone
week.
Off a million times. What if there actually is a fire?
Play the music, Cakes. Come on. Right. Let's get fired up
I'll
here.
Play the music while I do the giveaway. How
all
about
right.
that?
All right.
10th caller right now at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. You're going to score two tickets to see the Capitals Saturday, November 23rd at Capital One Arena against the New Jersey Devils. For the complete cap schedule and for tickets, go to thefandc.com/events. Commanders, Eagles, we got it covered all day long for you here on 106.7 The Fan. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.